Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Saja kalau memang jodoh gak kemarin, hey, hey. Listener, today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Keroncong song entitled Rangkaian Melati, to be sung by Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Keroncong Orchestra. In the years 1942 until 1946, Keroncong songs were often used as a medium of struggle and propaganda. The song, which was composed by R. Maladi Arimah Noramin, is one of the Keroncong songs, which was used to evoke the spirit of struggle and Indonesian nationalism. This song narrates the unbreakable bond between the two people. The poetic lyrics describe the jasmine flower as a symbol of love and loyalty, preserving memories even as time passes. With its lifting musical accompaniment, this song invites listeners to reflect on the enduring power of love, even when faced with loss and separation. Here is Tania Dewi featuring Side of X Keroncong Orchestra with the song Rangkaian Melati.
So recently, listener, hundreds of subnational leaders have joined retreat in Magelang, Central Java. And their retreat is considered to have and provide positive impacts for their subnational leaders. But how important is it for them, and what are the main goals of the retreat? Here is the response of the spokesperson of Indonesian Presidential Communication Office, Dede Prayudi.
Well, yeah, there are actually three main purposes, yeah. The first one is to strengthen, yeah, the knowledge of all Indonesian sub-national government leaders on certain highly important issues such as geopolitics, you know, clean governance, and effective as well as efficient budgeting. That's the first one. And second of all, to build chemistry and emotional and psychological bound amongst these leaders, as we all know, yeah, that our existing problems today require collaboration between subnational governments in order to be solved, of course, because of the increasing economic, social, cultural, political ties amongst people from different regions in the country. And the third one, it is actually a momentum for the central government to listen to the subnational leaders' aspiration. Well, as a matter of fact, unlike the previous retreat here, yeah, the ministerial retreat happened last year, the 2 days retreat, the communication line actually goes bottom up, yeah, instead of top down. So in the last year's retreat, the communication line went top down, and today's retreat, the communication line goes bottom up.
And to know more about the whole conversation with Dede from PCO, you can listen again to our VO talk about how important is the retreat in Magelang, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
And now, listener, as we know that the Pope Francis is in some sickness, and Indonesia, despite being the majority not Christian, we still care about him. So recently, our Minister of Religious Affairs, K.H. Nasaruddin Umar, invited Indonesian people, all Indonesians, to pray for the healthiness of Pope Francis. As we know that Pope Francis has been hospitalized since February 14th, right during the Valentine's Day. And Minister Nasaruddin Umar in Jakarta on Monday said that Pope is an amazing friend of humanity. And according to him too, that Pope Francis has been devoting himself for the people and the whole human race. Therefore, he wanted all Indonesian people to pray for his health, praying so that he'll go back on his feet. And recently, listener, reported by RRI.co.id, the blood test of the Pope showed some symptoms of something called thrombocytopenia, which is related to anemia. And the treatment given to the Pope will need blood transfusion. I wish that it will not be critical. And of course, not only Pope Francis being a friend for the whole human race, but also Indonesia can also still be a good friend with the Pope himself. And I intentionally play this song by Ebit Gade with Kupu Kupu Kertas or the Paper Butterfly, because he sometimes make a really really nice song. So enjoy.
Setiap waktu engkau tersenyum, sudut matamu memancarkan rasa kesahan yang terbenam, kerinduan yang tertahan, luka dalam yang tersembunyi. Jauh di lubuk hati, kata-katamu riuh mengalir bagi gerimis.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
And you're still tuned to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, ahead of the special month of Ramadan in Indonesia, if you are living in Indonesia, you might be seeing that dinner places are packed with so many people. Or maybe at your office, sometimes suddenly they have a very big dinner together, which is different from usually or normally people will go to different places by themselves. But recently in Indonesia, we have something called eating together, and apparently they have different names for this and also different cultures to related to this. But because we have a lot of cultures, I would like to specify the ones coming from Java. So there are three of them, as I quote from rri.co.id. The first one is called Nyadran. Nyadran is from the word Shraddha in Sanskrit, which means beliefs. And in this tradition, they will be praying for their ancestor or maybe the people who came before them. And after that, besides Nyadran, besides the praying itself, listener, we also have something called Megangan. Megangan itself, the most important part of Megangan is apologizing, which is symbolized in a cake called apem, a special cake coming from Java, which if I need to explain about this, it's gonna be a little bit longer. But trust me that kue apem is made from rice flour, and some of them the color is quite pink, and some other is a little bit brownish. But back about the Megangan itself. The Megangan itself is actually asking for forgiveness and forgiving each other while also celebrating that the Ramadan is coming. And the last one is Unggahan, which is usually carried out a week before Ramadan come. And this came from the word Munggah, which means increasing or going to the next level. And in a journal, usually unggahan is done near house or near the nearest worship houses, which is quite different from the ones that I know about munggahan. But these are the traditions that will be preparing our Muslim friends in Indonesia spiritually and socially before Ramadan comes. But besides this, there are a lot of cultures in Indonesia we celebrate ahead of Ramadan. And if you have ones also in your place, please don't forget to share with us. You can just text us through WhatsApp application. You can save our number. It is +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And I need to remind you that you can only text, not phoning us, please. And also, please follow our social media accounts: Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia; Twitter and Instagram, VOI_official. Plus, a lot of VOI talks available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And after this, listener, we'll be bringing you more things from Indonesia. And after a song from Timur, which is performed by Alvis Singa, entitled Caca Marica, you'll be listening to a story about Bundungan in Wonosobo.
mana jantung hati saya. Jantung hati tuan ada di kampung baru. Caca marica hei hei, caca marica hei hei, caca marica ada di kampung baru. Caca marica hei hei, caca marica hei hei, caca marica ada di kampung baru.
Mana di mana anak kambing saya, anak kambing cuan ada di pasar baru.
Mana di mana jantung hati saya, jantung hati tuan ada di kampung baru.
Caca marica hei hei, caca marica hei hei, caca marica ada di kampung baru. Caca marica hei hei, caca marica hei hei, caca marica ada di kampung baru.
Usually visit Wonosobo to enjoy beautiful scenery from the peak of Dieng Slope. The place, which becomes one of the main destination of Wonosobo, has been well known by domestic and foreign tourists. Various kinds of arts and cultures become evidence that Indonesia is rich of not only beautiful nature or friendly people, but also diverse culture, which becomes background of Indonesian people's life. Culture also becomes way to see civilization in the world. Music is also part of culture. Kosovo becomes the center of the oldest Islamic civilization in Jaffa Island. Although many things have to appear, Kosovo become a symbol of the city. There is one thing which is not realized by tourists when they come to the small town, namely a unique traditional instrument, so-called bundengan. The instrument has been played as an entertainment of duck breeders since the glory of Majapahit Kingdom. Bundengan is the origin of traditional musical instrument from Wonosobo. The instrument is rare because there are not many makers and players of the instrument. Bundengan is Japanese traditional instrument. In addition, it is also called Koangan and called Betet in East Wonosobo. The Japanese traditional instrument has developed, especially in Kedu region, in Wonosobo and surrounding areas. The instrument is made from bamboos, which are coated with selumpring or bamboo stem and tied with fibers. The instrument is popular among the communities because in the past, it became media of entertainment. According to its function, Koangan is also used as tools for shelters, for farmers and herdsmen. The shape of bundengan, which looks like shell, possesses some questions. One of them is why people call the instrument bundengan. It is called bundengan because from Koangan name, it contains of instrument and it sounds is buzzing. So it's called bundengan. If Japanese people mention that buzzing is called bundeng, the instrument has high-pitched voice and quite complete, so it can be mentioned to represent a set of gamelan, and there is gendang sounding like kempul and gong.
Andianum paprau layar Intino minggu ke pari di soto Alon prau newus nengah Siap yupya banyu pinela Ora cemu-cemu karo mesem guyu Ilang ake rasa lunggang lesu Aten jawil mas jebul wesore Kiting kelopok katon ngawi awi Ayo kami pergi Bali lagi. Dini sesu eso tu mandang nyambut kawin. Anglia numpa perahu layar. Intino minggu ke pariwisata.
The simplicity of the form of the instrument does not reflect the religious freedom. The genius farmers and breeders are able to present unique music, namely bundengan. After exploring, the instrument entertained not only the farmers but also the breeders when they were taking a rest at the time.
Di masyarakat zaman dulu biasa dimainkan untuk mengiringi berbagai pertunjukan, salah satunya pementasan tari lengeran.
In the past, it was usually used to accompany performance. One of them was Bali Lengeran, kids song. and even for Wayang Kedu performance, because from one of books which was read by me with its name Krito Sanjoyo book, there is one sentence which mentioned Tudung, referring to Japanese musical instrument as Wayang Kedu accompaniment. Bundungan itself has shape like hood, which is made from bamboo. The uniqueness of the instrument is its string tucked in between the woven bamboo to produce melodious sound and high pitch. A man with the name Munir, who is very proficient to play it, explained how to make bundungan. It is made from dried bamboo, then it cut thin or split and refined. When it has been thin and refined, it is installed on koangan. To install racket string spares on the sidelines of koangan is given the distance among several boxes and should be tight. Then it is given gondeni or bamboo twig. The twig is split and fitted to strings and inserted a stick. Then it can be tested in the stem. It is not easy to make the instrument. Understanding the maker of gamelan music is also a benchmark of the beauty of the sound coming out of the bundungan. Bundungan is in category of string instrument which uses guitar and rubber string. Furthermore, the lecturer of ethnomusicology Surakarta, Dr. Zulkarnain Mistortoifi, explained about bundungan.
Alat bundungan ini sebetulnya terdiri dari beberapa elemen.
Bundungan instrument consists of some elements. One bowo or koangan, which is plated by bamboo's frame to form it like bowo. Then there are strings which produce sound. There are four strings which function as gong, kempul, and bende, and produce kempul and also getok sound. Because it is different, then the principle of its strain is also varied, and there is also a facility to ascend down the strain. Another side is a piece of bamboo which is plugged in its different size and thickness. If it is plucked, to produce different sound. Being simple is the main key which is played by bundungan physically, but the simplicity can give the pleasure of a sad heart. That was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Wonosobo, namely bundungan. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Kini ku mengungkap tanya, siapakah dirinya, yang mengaku kekasih itu. Aku tak bisa memahami. Ketika malam tiba, kurela kau berada dengan siapa kau melewatinya. Aku tak bisa memahami. Aku lelaki tak mungkin menerimamu bila ternyata kau mendua, membuatku terluka. Tinggalkan saja diriku yang tak mungkin menunggu. Jangan pernah memilih, aku bukan pilihan. Selalu terungkap tanya, benarkah kini dia wanita yang ku kenal hatinya. Aku tak bisa memahami. Aku lelaki tak mungkin menerimamu bila ternyata kau mendua, membuatku terluka. Tinggalkan saja diriku yang tak mungkin menunggu. Jangan pernah memilih, aku bukan pilihan. Tak perlu kau memilihku. Aku lelaki bukan untuk dipilih.
Enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia launches the Rantara to optimize state-owned assets and national economic growth. A government to limit milk imports and boost domestic production. And here is the news in detail. Danantara, Indonesian Government Sovereign Wealth Fund, was officially launched with the main mission as a strategic investment instrument to optimize the assets of the state-owned enterprises and accelerate national economic growth. More detail delivered by Dora Pardede.
Danantara, the Indonesian Government Sovereign Wealth Fund, was officially launched by President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Monday. In a press statement after the launch of the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency, CEO of Danantara, Rosan Roslani, revealed the president's message that the agency should be run with proper central governance, good governance, prudence, transparency, and integrity. Rosan Roslani explained that Danantara has a mission as a government instrument in increasing and accelerating national economic growth that is inclusive and sustainable and has a major impact for the benefit of the Indonesian people.
Karena misinya sudah jelas, bagaimana tadi sampaikan bahwa
because the mission is clear, as you said, that Danantara can be an instrument of the government to increase and accelerate the sustainable and inclusive growth of Indonesian economy. That is the first thing, and of course, this mission must have a big impact, which is positive, not only for us in Danantara, but also to other stakeholders, but most importantly, for the benefit of Indonesian people, in accordance with the mandate in the Article 33, stated by the President. That is our guide.
Kami yang ada di Danantara dan juga kepada pemangku stakeholders lainnya, tapi yang paling penting adalah untuk kepentingan rakyat Indonesia sesuai dengan amanat yang berada dalam pasal 33 yang tadi disampaikan oleh Bapak Presiden. Itu adalah pegangan kami.
Rosan Roslani further explained that in an effort to maintain transparency and accountability, Danantara has established an organizational structure consisting of a supervisory board, advisory board, oversight committee, audit committee, investment committee, and ethics committee. Rosan also stated that he is open to receive input from various parties, including the media, to improve Danantara's governance and investment implementation. He also hopes that with strong synergy, Indonesia can accelerate economic growth to 8%, in line with the government's target, and become a high-income country in the future. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Indonesian government will limit milk imports to accommodate national fresh milk production. Deputy Agriculture Minister Sudaryono in Jakarta on Monday explained that currently 80% of national milk consumption comes from the imported ones. Therefore, during President Prabowo's administration, the government will open investment in breeding cows in Indonesia, and the target is to bring in 2 million breeding cows into the country. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
bagiku kau anugerah. Oh oh, I love you baby. Biar orang berkata apa, bagiku kau segalanya.